This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
The United Nations Human Rights Council has voted to condemn countries that use the death penalty on gay people. Now, before you get too excited...
Doesn't sound unsurprising.
It doesn't, but there's a catch. There was a resolution was passed by 27 countries, voted for the measure, but 13 voted against, including the United States.
I'm sorry? The United States,
yes,
voted
United States
against
of
the
America.
Use of death penalty.
Yeah. So being gay is still punishable by death in six countries, the usual ones, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Sudan and Yemen, plus people are being killed for their sexuality in ISIS-run territories.
So the devil's in the detail of this resolution. The resolution doesn't call for an end to the death penalty as a punishment.
No, instead it just asks them to be discriminatively about the way they deal with
so
the death
don't
sentences.
Discriminate against who you kill.
Yes.
Okay.
So who do they include in this? Who's
well?
Not?
Who's on the discrimination list? People with intellectual disabilities.
People under 18.
Pregnant women.
Okay. People who are convicted of blasphemy, adultery, or consensual same-sex relations. So that's the area that we sort of come mm-hmm. in under.
Yeah, I just find it amazing that anyone in those three could be.
Exactly. And I'm surprised that 13 countries would actually vote against this.
Would you like to know who they were?
You read my mind.
Bangladesh, Botswana, Burundi, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, India, Iraq, Japan.
Japan.
Yeah, that seems surprising.
Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and the United States.
I'm not sure that is a group that I would want to be standing alongside in
such
a vote.
Well, would you like to know who actually did vote in favour for it? It was Belgium, Benin, Costa Rica, France, Mexico, Moldova, Mongolia and Switzerland.
Yeah, they're my kind of peeps.
Yeah, they really
so they were the ones who led the resolution. Good on them. Well, that's one up for the United Nations.
And now over to Egypt, where police are launching a massive hunt for gays. Community leaders issue emergency safety tips warning LGBTI Egyptians to delete profiles and deny everything if arrested. Egyptian LGBTI activists are urging people to delete dating apps as police carry out a spate of arrests. They say 13 people were arrested in just 24 hours as the police round up suspected LGBTIs, and we now know at least six were subjected to anal examinations while they're being held ahead of the trial for sexual deviancy.
Now, this has all come to a head out of a rock concert.
Yeah, a rock concert where people waved the rainbow flag.
Because the lead singer is openly gay, and politicians and media... much like here in Australia, but they've called for a crackdown on anybody who raises the rainbow flag.
The rainbow flag raising has sparked 13 confirmed arrests in 24 hours, with an extra three more the following day. Further arrests may follow as police question those they have in custody and apply pressure or physical violence against them. It's a typical police tactic for detectives to look through phones and social media profiles to identify more suspects to round up.
Now, over in the UK, a new campaign is launched to help prevent HIV transmission using a combination of approaches. Now, sometimes I think research suggests the obvious, and here they've looked at different approaches individually, and now they're basically putting them all together. So it's encouraging Londoners to do it your way. Bit catchy. And options include using condoms, regular testing for the virus, taking part in the new PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis drug trials on the NHS, and for people who are HIV positive, becoming undetectable for taking antiviral medication.
So it's a bit of a mix and match.
So they basically come to the conclusion that one solution doesn't fit all.
Yeah, basically they're saying that at different points in your life you might want to do different parts of this, and they give nice suggestions. You know, using condoms and testing regularly, for instance, might be your preference if you're not in a relationship or if you don't have sex very often. Well, meanwhile, for some people, such as those who are newly single or having a lot of condomless sex, or who might be going on holiday. I thought that one was interesting. Using PrEP might be better. And these campaigns have only been going 2 years, and they've led to a 40% reduction in new diagnoses of HIV in central London.
Wow. Across to India, some good news where transgender women are set to become police officers in a groundbreaking move. The police force in Tamil Nadu changed its rules so that trans people could apply after 3 of 50 applicants have made the grade. And they'll start training in the new positions in a couple of months. This marks the first time that trans people have been actively encouraged to join the police force, and it has proven very successful. We indeed tip our hats to them. They'll be given the opportunity to apply for roles in male, female or third gender categories.
Now, in brief, Indonesia is set to pass law banning all gay characters on TV.
In Nepal, trans people can now update their gender on citizen papers.
And Germany has celebrated its first same-sex marriages just 3 months after the issue was raised in Parliament. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.